Now, we always have a problem because the worry is that that area of large area of DC ice will contain a small invasive focus, but the general guidance is that there should be no axillary surgery for DCIS, and it may be that we've got this one wrong amongst current practice. So we're looking at the percentage of patients undergoing no axillary surgery for DCIS, and the quality threshold is 90%. So in other words, only 10% of our DCIS cases should be getting any axillary surgery. The European guidance is more vague because they just say you should not have an axillary clearance, and they give those targets. What do we do in the UK? 30% of our cases of DCIS are having some form of axillary surgery, so we're failing if we look at that as a crude guideline. But as we heard before, 84% of the cases of DCIS having a mastectomy had nodes taken. So it seems to be something that we're doing when we're doing the mastectomy. But when we're doing breast conserving surgery, it's only 9%. So we fit in with the quality threshold there. And clearly this is an area where we have to decide on the right quality thresholds and have accurate enough data to make them worthwhile.